Pickaxe.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes with me, Tom, playing Keelak Ad-Kalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a high elf sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a guardian paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a wild elf barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
We're sponsored by D&D Beyond, and this is your last chance to get 25% off the Legendary Bundle with the code WARMPLATES. So head to the link in the description and get over $100 worth of savings before you miss it. We're also sponsored by Displate. Use the code HIGHROLLERS15 to get 15% off your order. We're revealing some of our favorite Displates every Sunday, and at the end of the month, we're giving them away to anyone watching us live on twitch.tv/HIGHROLLERSD&D. So tune in live, win yourself some fantastic art, and check out both sponsors with the links in the episode description. While I'm here, be sure to check out yogscast.com/yogcon for more information about the live show and the High Rollers VIP tickets that will get you access to a private game run by Mark that is taking place at YogCon. And if you're heading to TwitchCon on the 13th or 14th of April, come see our live show, meet us, say hello. Anyway, on to the episode. The team need to fulfill their end of the bargain and start to head off to solve an undead problem nearby.
And we're back. Welcome to Erois, friends. A little recap before we begin today's adventure. The players have journeyed, well, not journeyed, they were sent to the continent of Voxar, in the region known as Myrskir, the land of the roving storms. After inter-character conversations on the beach, beginning to head inland to find civilization, the party met a half-orc ranger who was in distress. Coming to her rescue, they befriended Oriah, who has led them to the village of Karkul, and then on to the town of Stenhill to try and find more information about bringing back their friend Sentry, but also where they are and what is available to them in this region. During the night, they were ambushed by several Ankhegs burrowing insectoid-like creatures, which, thanks to some clever illusory tactics from Nova, they managed to dispatch quite easily. And then they went on to Stenhill itself. Stenhill is a town raised up on stone plinths due to flood waters. There they met with Skaldi Ravenscar, a dwarven priestess of Kilara, the goddess of death, who agreed to help the party with Quill's injuries, as well as keeping Sentry protected from the ravages of death, in exchange for helping her with a small task. The party also met with a tiefling, a male tiefling called Veskin Dexit Galloway, the owner of the Traveller Inn, who provided some room and board in exchange for some coin and the promise of a story later, who seemed to be a very eccentric, well-travelled gentleman. They returned to the priestess, with Quill having received a vision from Hesper, detailing many larger things and factors at work in the world. But upon return, Skaldi, the priestess, cast Speak with Dead on Sentry, and the party were entitled to ask 5 questions. But before they could, a male, deep, resonating voice echoed from her body, instructing them to bring Sentry back to the Prime and to find the City of Glass. The questions themselves gave them the party some information on Sentry's wishes, as well as some additional information, courtesy of Lucius. And then they were faced with the decision of whether to head onto the city of Katuvag and ask the leader of the region, called the Shepherd, to use their magic to reincarnate Sentry, though that would mean she returns as another race, or to pursue other leads, such as the Midwife's Forge, the tales of witches who grant magical favours, or trying to find the City of Glass itself. But before they can do all of that, they have their promise, their oath, to Skaldi to help investigate the ruins of a place called the Night Eye, and stories of spirits and spectres.
Yeah, and a necromancer.
Potentially.
A necromancer.
Potentially.
Oh. Beautiful neck you've got.
I believe everybody except Nova is together, because Nova stepped outside before the ritual was cast on Sentry. And the last thing was Nova getting a familiar sensation from Tiangong, this ancient star weapon that you've been carrying around with you that's granted you magical powers. And you've got this strange familiar sense drawing you towards the south-southwest.
It's just next door, right? It's just like, you know, 5 minutes down the road, turn left a bit.
So what are you all doing?
He's ignoring me.
Ow. My feels. So yeah, we're all inside the Temple of Kalara.
Yeah, Sentry's body has been placed on the main altar of the Temple of Kalara. This kind of stone sarcophagus placed in the middle with a circular building around it, shelves covered in all sorts of plants and wreaths and flowers, but also dozens of hung up lanterns with candles lit inside.
I was going outside to find Nova, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, he's planning to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a huge town. It probably wouldn't take you, unless Nova's making efforts to stay hidden. You probably would be able to find her quite quickly.
Nova!
Oh my god!
I'm guessing yelling that and looking around. Most of the people here, they all dress in a very similar manner. They have these kind of very heavy, waterproof-looking tunics, but all of their, wrists and legs are bound quite tightly so that, you know, any rising water would not soak loose fabric. So Nova stands out in her attire and her manner. Hello? If you're not trying to keep yourself hidden, of course.
I'm probably just not very far. I probably
just wandered off.
Don't even really know where I am. I just wandered off, lost in thought.
Well, the area around Stenhill is kind of flooded at the moment, so there's this kind of knee to thigh high water that doesn't quite reach the tops of these stilted platforms which join all of the raised up buildings together. But it's almost created like a little river and pond around the whole place.
Are the pathways stable?
Yeah.
Or is it kind of bobbing?
No, there's stone. There's stone plinths and then...
Okay.
No, they're like wooden bridges, but on stone foundations.
Oh, there you are. Oh, just a few steps, actually. I don't know why I'm so out of breath.
Get very far.
You missed all the good stuff. Spoke to Sentry.
Yeah.
Her favourite colour is...
Green?
Green.
Green, yeah. I can probably tell from her outfit and her... You know.
I thought it was purple.
Okay.
But it's green.
Is that a legit question you asked her?
Absolutely, yes.
Out of five?
Yeah.
Okay.
First one was how she was.
Oh.
She's fine. Well, at least the memory of a fragment of her was.
Okay.
She's well.
Dare I ask what other questions? You have five questions.
Oh, a big booming voice came out that sounded nothing like Sentry. It was a deep, resonating, masculine voice that said, "Vine the Brome," or something like that.
What,
I think Quill knows exactly what was said.
Can we go back to that bit? Come on, as much as I didn't really want to help.
I can't believe her favourite colour was green all along.
Find the prime.
Yes.
Okay, Lucius, I need you to focus.
Right.
What else did she say? What did this voice say?
Find the prime,
I didn't write it down because I wasn't there. Kim wouldn't write that down.
You know what? It's better if you talk to Quill.
Okay.
I don't want to misrepresent what Sentry or masculine Sentry said.
Okay.
Okay, could I come back? Why did you leave, by the way? You're not feeling very well.
I don't want to be there.
You're looking a little blue.
I don't want to talk to Sentry. I don't want to hear her.
Why? It was so lovely to hear her voice again.
I know.
It's too soon. I can't do that. No, I can't do it. It's too soon.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's okay. She's not speaking anymore. Okay. The spell's over. Now, let's just talk to Quill about information. Oh, we also have to have a mission. From Skaldi.
Tiangong spoke to me, kind of.
In what way?
Did
she also...
I think there's another fragment in the south.
Right.
I don't know.
South?
Of here.
Right.
So before, when we were on the way to Goldthrone, I knew that there was another skiff somewhere north of Goldthrone, right? And I was hoping we could go there and I'd find another piece of Tiangong and maybe make their voice stronger and make the connection, you know. And Tiangong just spoke to me and I can feel there's something in the south of here.
How do you feel about
it? Clarify one thing, it's actually more west. I got my directions wrong. Like, I'm looking at the map now and I'm like, that's a lot more west than I thought.
Sorry, we can dub it in the podcast, right?
Yeah.
West.
West.
To the west.
West.
No.
Come on, team player.
It is ever so slightly south, but it's more to the west, yeah.
In the southwest. West.
Considering your recent, emotions.
Massive, incredible screw up and causing of the death of one of our friends.
In your opinion, yes. However, how are you taking that information from Tiangong? Because you felt like you couldn't do it anymore.
I don't know.
But Tiangong thinks you can, so there's
something.
And that's
what's kind of really weirding me out, because if I was Tiangong, I'd find someone else.
Yeah, well, maybe Tiangong can see what we all see.
Yeah.
Real strength in there somewhere.
Well, between Ayla shouting at me, and you pep-talking me, and Tiangong kind of giving me this feeling, maybe I need to try harder. I don't know. I'll see.
Watch your mic, it's rubbing a bit.
Sorry.
Just be careful.
Sorry, Tiangong.
How about before you get too deep in your own thoughts, let's just focus on the objectives at hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And listen to what Quill has to say about Sentry's words.
Okay, yeah, because we got to do this thing as well.
Yep.
And thanks for fixing Quill's ribs.
Exactly.
Let's
just do one thing at a time.
Question.
Hmm.
Do you miss Nightfrost?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
You start heading back. Yeah, I guess like in the brief moments, is there anything Quill or Araya? Ayla's just kind of standing around.
Like, passive.
Very passive.
Mm.
Well, I'm ready to whack stuff when I need to whack stuff. Tell me when I need to whack.
Well, I feel like that's very soon. At least when we get to this place, this night eye, night eyes. Night.
Whack some ghosts,
if they're whackable, that is.
I'm sure they're very whackable, I'm looking forward
those,
to it.
I whack those old ghosts.
That's true, you did actually. Maybe they are corporeal. Corporeal? Is that the word?
Scaldi looks over, he's like, yes, I suppose that is a way to describe them. Most spirits can be harmed by weapons, but they're less effective without the touch of magic.
Oh, well, most of us have magical... Do you have any magical infusions?
One or two little things here and there. Nothing too crazy, though. I can make fog clouds.
You can make...
Fog clouds.
That's good. That's useful.
Druidic magic. The orcs teach that on the open waves, a lot of them.
Well, it could be useful. Hopefully, ghosts and specters and the like can't see through fog. And hunt out their prey where we can't see them.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the conversation we have.
Yeah, and then I think you guys literally arrive back in as that conversation ends up.
Oh. Hello?
Come on, Nova!
Hi!
Nova.
Ayla just pulls you in, like grabs your arm and is like, get in!
I'm fine!
And then shuts the door and please, stands in front of it.
Please don't shout at me again.
I wasn't shouting. That was motivational yelling.
And I very much appreciate it, thank you. Lucius said something about green and how Sentry is and find the prime. He wasn't so clear on the find the prime bit.
So
the green, he's very sure about.
I can't believe it.
It's her favorite color. Can you believe it?
From the start.
To be fair, we both thought it was purple.
Yes.
Find the prime.
Right. So before we did what we did. We spoke. There was a voice that came out of her that told us to find the Prime, much like I suppose Lucius heard before, and Sentry hundreds of times, or tens of times, I don't know. It told us to take her to the City of Glass. And I have...
That's right, yes.
...an idea, well, at least I had a scroll case. When I found Sentry, to begin with, I had a treasure scroll relating to the City of Glass, but I still have no idea where that is. But if we can return her there, maybe that's where we need to go.
Yeah, it's so that Sentry can be completely repaired, right? That's what the message said.
Repaired.
Can I see the scroll?
Yes, I will read it to you. Ooh. It says, "And so the knight and his squire were laid to rest in a tomb, a day's pilgrimage from the City of Glass. The lance they had used to defend our world stood between them. A symbol passed down between heroes, a statue of a great deed, the death of the Hell Dragon. Lazengarath. Built in a great glade of flowers and stone shrines to our beloved Star Mother." I think there's a weapon there.
I'm sure I've heard of the City of Glass. And out of like just, I start kind of trying to pat into my bags and then I'm like, oh. I had a book on it.
Oh, right.
What did it look like?
It's on the beach now.
Well, I've got this one.
Huh?
I get out one of the books, which I put in my thing, and it's probably your spell book.
It's probably the fanciest looking one there.
Oh.
Is it in here? I've been flicking through, there's no pictures.
This is my spell book.
There you go.
Thanks, Lucius.
It's very heavy, so I'm glad you can take it back.
Just kind of hold it to me.
And just as a point of reference, Nova doesn't have a book on the City of Glass. You probably would have had a history book would look into.
Yeah,
just because there's going to be loads of people going like, what? You can't go get the book!
Arcana as a subconscious.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
No, I know my immediate thing would be to go into books. But there are no books! There's no one book.
Yeah.
I just kind of hold it to me. Maybe breathe it in.
I wouldn't. No, there's sand.
It's just like sand. I hate sand.
Thank you, Lucius.
It's okay. I mean, it looked very important. You can't just leave books like that on the beach. Anyone could read them.
Make good firewood, though.
Not this one.
No, all right, that's fair. When we whack him.
Ayla's become really dumb.
She's pretty.
When like, we hit some.
Intelligence
who would
nine.
You work?
It's just like, you're all talking about shit. We need to decide what we're doing with Sentry. We promised that we'd help Scaldi.
Can I roll a history check? Would it be a history check on Sentry?
You make a history check. Yeah, you can make a history check. I think you guys have made these checks before, but you can make another one.
Mm-hmm. I might do
21.
One.
Yeah, you may as well.
I'm going to do one.
Yeah, sure. I think you did one last time, actually, I think.
I think I...
21.
21.
Yeah.
There is definitely going to be records somewhere. Judging by what you gather... In fact, actually, this is kind of new information. Now that Quill has read out his little scroll to you, the way it is written and the things it references must be from during the war against the Court of Shadows. The idea of, like, a squire falling, the Hell Dragon, those were creatures used by the Court of Shadows. Therefore, by using Nova's intellect, you would summarize that the City of Glass must have existed before the Sundering, which means that there should be records of it somewhere, most likely in a Sky City, where the records are better kept. Where it is today would have likely changed. However, if you can track down what exalted domain it was part of, where it was before the Sundering, that would give you a better idea of where to begin looking for it.
So we could try and find the great glade of flowers and stone shrines to our beloved Star Mother.
Yeah.
For example.
And lands.
In fact, I would say, with a 21, the idea of a glade of flowers with a shrine to Siaska would indicate that it might have been in Siaska's exalted domain, Starfall, which was the area around the main capital.
Can we get, like, GPS coordinates?
Nope. That's the thing. Nova doesn't, like, I know where it is, but because you're a scholar, you're like, well, okay, I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure I know where we can find out.
Yeah.
There must be records of it. And yeah, you're making some, you know, hypotheses, but...
So I think Lucius giving me my spell book back and almost being grounded by holding a book back again, I just like suddenly take a deep breath and like beautiful mind it and just be like, and then vomit out everything that Mark just said.
Yeah. The other thing I will say is that, yes, you imagine that you will need to go to a sky city and find it. Certainly trying to find the City of Glass will be the longest option. And if you want to take Sentry there, that will require a significant amount of time of research, finding it, going there, finding it, whatever it happens to be.
So I'd probably finish with like, but the thing is, to find out all the exact details, this is probably going to take a lot longer than 10 days or 20 days if we use Scaldi's Gentle Repose again. And I can't guarantee that we'll find it because I need to go into a temple and I need to research everything and I need to find it and I don't know if we can do it.
Okay.
Just a point. I'm not saying it can't be done. Just making that clear. It will take longer is all I want to say.
I can't give you good odds.
We have
That's good.
Many options when it comes to Sentry alone. We could take her to the shepherds and...
About that.
Uh-huh.
I've been thinking. I don't think it's the right thing to do.
Taking her to the shepherds?
Because the shepherd, it sounds like a druid, right? So he's going to do a spell reincarnation, which means she comes back in one of many different forms, right? But if the Prime wants Sentry, as a guardian, to fix, then he needs her as Sentry, as a guardian, and not as a tiefling, or an elf, or anything. But okay. If we find someone who can do resurrection, that will bring her back as Sentry.
That was a lot of information.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot.
It's what I was thinking too, but we did ask Sentry herself how she felt if she was to suddenly become a different race.
Did you ask her about the crime? Did you tell her about the crime?
Would it change her mind about her mission, which is to find the Prime? And she says no.
But would it change the Prime's approach to her?
Well, that is something we don't know.
You don't know?
We don't even know if the Prime still exists. It could well be a fragment
Rihanna's
of
just like...
the past.
But you said it spoke through her.
It did, but it could be an echo, much like the memory of Sentry was.
Sounds like you all have a lot to think about.
Hey, by the way, I got a promotion from Hesper. See, when I was under whatever it was that I was made to drink.
Just a minor sleeping potion.
Not very delicious, by the way. I had a vision with Hesper again. Turns out, by the way, I'm his chosen, so to speak.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chosen
thank
by Hesper?
Yes.
Chosen for what?
Well, so, here's the thing. I asked him about the storms in this place, in Myrskir, and various other things. For starters, not his fault. Well, sort of his fault, but uncontrollable. He can't stop it. He has asked me to go back to the Valley of Storms.
Oh, no. Oh, Birdie,
Your crazy birds always fly into that storm every time.
Yeah,
why?
Well, to be fair, the injury rate is very low.
I just happen to be
one of them.
Why would you go back? It's so dangerous.
Exactly. Why would I go back? Is what I asked Hesper. And he said, apparently... this will tie into something I'll mention a little bit later. There's something for me there, something that only I can use, as Hesper's chosen, that will make me much more, well, useful, powerful, against what he said is our second priority mission beyond Sentry. He told us about Kallus, about what we know about the gods. He doesn't know what he meant, but Kallus is gaining incredible power very quickly, and he'll apparently have the ability to take over Savona very soon.
Excuse me, Kallus Starbane?
I'm also quite curious about the
excuse me?
So?
What?
How much will it cost for you to pretend I didn't say that?
Well, you might be able to buy the mercenary, but not me. I'm a servant of Kalara. I may not be chosen, I may not get visions like you do, but I'm still caring deeply about...
Yes, who is this callous person?
I pray to Siaska, I will not have any of this Starbane nonsense. I hope, are you joking? This is a terrible joke. Please stop joking.
Okay. Lucius.
Hello.
Why don't you tell the story?
Okay, so, are we, okay.
Cards on the table.
I guess we have to, really.
What are you doing in there?
We're helping each other, right?
Landfolk are so much.
So the reason we appeared in this land.
Yeah, we didn't crash a ship.
We were
gathered that.
We were teleported here by Callus Starbane himself. Unwillingly.
That doesn't make sense. He can't return to Erois. The cradle keeps him away.
So we're in a place called
Flamebright Abbey.
Flamebright Abbey, in Callie's Rest. In Savona.
There was a big gathering of cultist worshippers who were trying to...
Of Starbane, the remnant.
No. They were trying to build a portal to bring through what they considered their god to cleanse the land because they don't like foreigners.
Which they believed was Palador, but it wasn't actually Palador giving them the
demon
wishes. It was
doing a trick.
Through a portal.
We wanted to rescue people in there.
Stop. What you're saying is insane. Well, but I can see that you believe it. And, I mean, look, you've turned up with your departed friend. I knew something was wrong. This is information you should give to the shepherd. I'm a local priestess of Kalara. I bury bodies in the swamp. I don't speak with her. I have a small amount of her power. This is something you need to take to the shepherd. If this is true, if everything you're saying... I can tell that you're clearly not allies of the old enemy.
Oh no, we're very much clearly chosen now to stop him.
That is something you should speak with the shepherd. All of the council would wish to hear this.
Yes.
And if you truly have a way to stop the storms, they'll wish to hear that too.
I would like to stop the storms, but it still involves going in there.
I'm afraid that's something you'll have to deal with, chosen one.
Skaldi?
Yes?
I have a question.
Well, I have many, but sure, let's ask me a question right now.
do you have the ability to detect any magic on an item?
No, I don't.
Because I was wondering if Starbane can listen to everything we're saying because of this crystal we've got.
I mean, I could have mentioned that to this guy.
Can you do it?
Yes. Yes, and have done multiple
times. He's a chosen of the goddess of magic. Pretty sure he can tell if something's magical.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I can start. Shall I now?
I would.
Yes, I probably should have.
What do you want to do?
I suppose I'll start ritual casting this detect magic.
Detect magic?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that'll be 10 minutes, okay. So we may as well carry on.
Yes, but I'm just going to jump ahead and tell you a bunch of things. So, because detect magic just reveals sources of magic. Scaldi's lantern is magical.
Okay.
Araya's rapier is magical. Any of your own magical items? Did you guys pick up anything that you weren't sure if it was magical or not? I don't know if you've picked up any treasure that you
Is my bedroll magical?
No, shut up.
I can
So, yes, the canister itself is not magical, but there is not actually a huge amount of magic, but you get the sense that the fragment, this whatever it is inside the canister, definitely has magical power, yes.
I should be able to detect what... Like schools of magic. As well.
Yeah, it would be technically necromancy, I think, because necromancy is also used for raised dead and stuff like that as well. It deals with life and death. So
okay, so it's not just like a magic source.
No, you actually looking at the fragment closer, like looking in the canister itself, like you're examining it with detect magic, right? You're actually like examining it.
Yeah.
You get the sense that it's a very small piece of crystal, or perhaps a diamond. But it is glowing, like it's been chipped off of something, and it is still resonating with heat and power. And it has a faint trace of necromantic magic.
Okay. We're, as far as I can tell, clear.
Okay, buddy.
That's smart.
Right. Or is he really, really smart, and he's just hiding it from us?
Well, he considers
you're
us...
You're dealing with the old enemy. You shouldn't take anything at face value. If anything we've been taught is true, he's incredibly powerful, but also very cunning.
What?
Master strategist.
What magic did you use just then?
Detect magic.
Ah.
I can learn what is magical.
I'll just do an intelligence check.
Sure.
To see if there's, if I knew about the alternative.
Sure.
3, no.
Yeah, your magic comes from you internally. You didn't really study magic, so I think that unless Lucius can cast Identify and stuff, then I wouldn't imagine he knows.
Wait.
Nova used to.
Hey,
so...
I totally forgot I also have Identify.
Does Nova still have the 100 GP Pearl for it, though? No. Do you need 100 GP Pearl for Identify? No. I don't know who has that.
I do.
We...
Hey, you got it. Yeah. Okay.
Is it consumable?
No, you'd have to hold it. So, I mean, Scully looks around, well... Mm. There's obviously something bigger here than I understand, but nothing changes. You still swore to me that you'd help deal with the Night Eyes. I hold you to that.
We are absolutely doing that first.
Thank you. I'm ready to go whenever, but it's up to you. It'll take us around a day or so to travel there. Traveling at any time is dangerous in Mirskir, but I'll leave that to you.
We need
about
to get
when you're ready.
Probably some rations.
Potions.
You'll struggle to find those here in Stenhill. They're not exactly common. There's a general store where there may be a few, but I would not count on being able to buy many.
Do you have any, like, food that we can put
together? Oh, yes, food and rations. I'll provide those.
Okay,
you
great.
You need not worry. I'd suggest if you have things like tents, and Ayla's like, I got them.
How is the inn, by the way?
Hmm?
How is the inn?
Oh, spectacular, as
very,
always.
Yes. Aurea's been there before. Many times. It's very quirky. All the furniture is completely different.
Hmm. Nice.
Would suit you.
Is it near the general store?
Oh.
The inn?
Yeah, around about that way. Stenhill's not a very big place.
We can pop in.
To find it.
Sure.
Just make sure, when you're ready to leave, come and find me and we'll make our way.
We'll meet back here. In 1 hour. How about that?
Very well.
That sounds like
planning. I
believe
that you guys got here in the morning, then you took a long rest. So it's about 8 hours in, so...
I think it was like 10:30 or something when we started the long rest.
Yeah, it was like 10:30. So it's about 6:30 p.m. So it is beginning to get dark now.
Half an hour? 30 minutes?
If you're lucky, Freyla might still not be open, but if you rush, you may just catch her before she closes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, it's easy enough to find. You find a small, round, wooden building, again, kind of raised off the ground near the inn. Small thatched roof. There is no sign, but you get the sense that it is some sort of general store because there are tables that are being taken inside that have various valuables on them.
Mm-hmm.
They appear to be mainly things like furs, looks some carapace of some sort of giant crab, ropes, fishing equipment, tools, that sort of thing, and it's been brought inside by a kind of sturdy, older-looking human woman, blonde hair, pale skin, she just looks over. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. I was just about to close up. Is there something I can help you with, travelers?"
Travelers, we're actually looking for travel equipment, possibly.
I was just about to finish closing and go home.
Oh, we have all this money. And we're just...
If you have money, I can certainly wait. Is there anything in particular you're looking for?
Potions? Anything healy?
I think I have maybe one or two at best. They're kind of hard to come by around here. A lot of travelers end up taking them off my hands.
We're helping Skaldi on a very important mission.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I have them, I'll sell them to you. It's more just a case of if I have the stock more than anything.
Okay, we can wait.
She's like, step inside, get out in case rain starts falling. And you step inside and you can see that it's all hooked up with, all sorts of equipment. A lot of it just appears to be general traveler's gear, like your kind of basic equipment out of the player's handbook. She steps behind the counter where there is a large locked kind of armoire. She takes a key out, unlocks it, opens it up. And you can see there's a few more precious things there. A couple of small gemstones, like pearls. There's a few pieces of jewelry, maybe like a very fine-looking axe. And she's just like, I have two of a normal variety, but I do have to charge a slight premium on them. They're 60 gold.
Do I still have my detect magic on?
10 minutes. Yeah, sure.
Anything?
Nothing magical except the potions.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the axe looks incredibly well made. You think it has traces of ethereum in it.
Mm.
It's an ethereum alloy axe, but... It's just like a hand axe, though. It's like a woodcutter's axe kind of thing.
Mm. I'll blow the potions. What were they, regular?
Regular, yeah. Okay. They're just standard healing potions. 60 gold each.
Okay, I will buy both.
Okay, yeah. She'll gladly take 120 gold off you, like, wow. Kind of takes it in. You can see she places it as in like a metal lock box, and then that sits at the bottom of the armoire in a separate drawer. Well, that's a nice little bit of change to make at the end of the day.
Are you off? Eyeing up the jewelry, just like.
Mm. Oh yeah, it's like you can see like there's a kind of gold choker. There's silver rings and a pair of earrings made from what appears to be like aquamarine.
How much for the gold choker?
The gold choker. It's kind of basic. It's just gold. You probably imagine that it's gold plated on top of something, but it's real gold plated onto something. But it's not intricately carved. It's just like little slats of gold kind of strung together in like a necklace. I'd say like 75 gold.
Oh, it's out of my price range.
Well, maybe if you get enough treasures from the Night Eye.
Yes.
I have enough. But she's like, well, if there's anything else, do you need anything?
Well, Lucius,
parchments.
Do you guys need any like armor or anything?
If you want armor, yes. I'm afraid your best place to go for that is to go speak with the gnomes. Though they're a little, those little guys can be a bit funny about things.
Funny how?
They keep themselves to themselves, even amongst us. I don't think I even know their real names. Just go by their job, I suppose. Smith, there's Smith, Leaf, Woody, Tan, Needle.
Okay.
All crafters in the craft hall.
Armor's so unsightly though, isn't it? Bulky. Get so sweaty under it.
I mean, being stabbed and bleeding out is also pretty unsightly.
You'd be bulky or dead.
It's very uncomfortable.
Do you even know how to wear armor? Zayla.
Yes, I assume you just put it on like a shirt. Well, it would get in the way of my spell casting. I need free-flowing movements, like water.
You can get armor like that. That's just not so intrusive.
Yeah, you get leather armors and...
Honestly...
Look at Aria. Aria. Aria?
Aria.
Aria.
I mean, to solve the mechanics of it, Lucius knows that your type of spell casting, you would have learned to wear armor if you could. But you don't, you'd put it on and it would be restrictive. And
it doesn't suit me.
Lucius doesn't have proficiency in armor.
Maybe.
He's not a cleric or a warlock.
If you saw the kind of intricate armors we make on Gusthaven, you'll know that I'd much rather one of those. No offense, Aria. It's very suitable for the environment you're in.
None taken. It's fine. Just. Be careful.
I'm not going to say.
Armor's for wimps anyway. This is Ayla.
That exactly.
And I've got my barrier ring. A shield.
Just remember to use it.
I will. It's on the front page of D&D Beyond now.
maybe write it on your wing.
Yeah, I will.
How useful is armor against a spirit anyway?
That's actually smart.
It's a good question. It wasn't super useful last time we were against.
I'm just trying to get everyone good and healthy and protected and.
We very much appreciate that, Nova. Thank you. We're aiming not to die.
Yeah. Let's go.
The shopkeeper woman's like, sounds like you have quite an adventure ahead.
Yeah.
Good luck.
get out.
Actually, do you get a lot of travelers through here?
Not many, no.
Have you had...
The main trade road passes through here to the south, but into the next region.
Okay. Have you heard much of the Night Eye?
Yes, the Night Eye, of course. Everyone around Stenhill's heard of it.
Oh.
It's been here since before the town was founded. The spirits have always been part of it, but I have been hearing they've been getting quite aggressive on the roads. Okay. A few people have even gone missing.
Oh.
Supposed to have headed up from the south or left here to go there and never reach their destination.
Well, you're looking at four heroes who are about to quash.
There's five of you.
Five of us, Lucius.
I don't count myself as a hero. They're truly the
heroes. That actually makes sense, yeah. Are you just, like their nobleman? Like
lucky to be here, honestly.
Ah, very However, good.
These people will quash this problem for you.
Well, I certainly hope so. It'll make the trade road a lot safer.
Okay, well, if you never see us again, we're part of that story.
I'll remember that.
And those potions may save one of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I'm going to close my shop now.
Okay, goodbye. Good night.
Yeah, and it's probably about like 7 p.m. The night is fully in effect. It's winter. Like, you guys are at the end of like the first month in winter, so it's dark already.
Now, I've got my dancing lights. However, if you struggle to see at nighttime, it might be worth getting a torch or something.
You just hear like a, I'm closed now, from behind the door. I'm closed now.
I'm pretty sure I just heard her slide the deadbolts in place.
No, I'm just saying, if you want to find like some sticks and cloths on the way and douse them in oil and set them alight. And
yeah, you could do that. It's actually the way to make a torch, yes.
I've got a lantern.
I've got a lantern.
I can see in low light, it's no problem.
No, I don't have a lantern because I threw it in the... I remember now.
Scaldi has a lantern.
Yeah, sorry?
Scaldi has a lantern, don't you?
You're not with Scaldi.
She does.
She does have one.
What's more, magical.
There you go. She's probably got real big beaming light coming from it.
Mm.
It'd be just like daytime.
You land dwellers are so unusual, throwing lamps away.
You had to have been there. It was chaos.
Oh, I wish I was there. You... Goodness me.
Honestly, I wish Araya was there as well.
Actually, Araya, listen.
Don't we owe you some money, by the way?
Yeah, probably. Probably. You have so much going on, I can't keep track.
That's what I wanted.
I thought it'd just be a simple, you know, guiding thing, but you're so complicated.
I wanted to say. We appreciate the help. We really do. We really needed everything, especially.
Well, yes, now I understand what you guys are up against. If everything that you're saying is the truth and you really are in, well, not a pickle anymore. It's like a marrow. You guys are in a marrow of a problem.
Marrow?
Not a marrow. Yeah. It's, you know, pickles are small things. Marrows are big things. Have you seen a marrow before?
It's just a weird measurement device. I just wanted to say, if you are willing to help us still, we will happily accept.
I am willing. I'm very willing to help you. Very willing to help you, because if this is Starbane we are talking about, if this is all of this is true, and we are really in the deep shit. Then
we're in the deep shit.
We are in the deep shit.
We're in the deep shit.
Then I will help you get out.
The deepest.
I want to make sure you get some treasure.
It's
get some gold.
Honestly, it's helping you guys, helping what could be all of Erois against Starbane is worth more than all the gold in Erois.
Well, true, but we will say that any help you may need, we will happily repay the favor.
Well, that's very much appreciated. I just want the shit.
Beyond the cost.
We could whack your brother. I'm good at whacking.
That would be incredible. I would love to see that.
Just nods. All right.
Make her very happy.
Are we going now? Or are we... What are we doing?
Let's meet up with Scaldi.
And then just... Are we going?
I think we should make a move. It's getting very dark.
Okay.
I mean, we do have all the time in... Well, not all the time in the world, but much more time now. Thanks to Scaldi. We could go in the morning.
You just said you had a dream and you were told by Hesper that Kallus is growing exponentially all the time.
I mean...
You did say that.
You've added a lot of pressure.
But I meant...
In the marrow!
Pressure marrow.
This marrow's full.
It's brilliant. Okay, I agree. You're right. I meant we have more time for Sentry. But... Sure, let's leave now. In that case.
Okay. Right. Speed things up. You meet up with Scaldi. She's gathered her things. She basically has like a bedroll, a few trail rations, like trail rations for everybody, and her axes and her lantern, and not much else, actually. She kind of travels light. And you set off. She leads you out of Stenhill, and you head upwards, uphill for a little while, until you reach a trade road, which is still quite damp. Like, you can feel like the water here is like the water level rises because there's a river not too far and the trade road follows the river down, and as the river overfills, the land becomes somewhat flooded. So the travel is unpleasant at best, as you're kind of wading through these kind of like flooded trade roads. It's muddy, it's wet, it's a bit sticky. However, there are no storms.
Good.
For now.
for now.
And you travel through the night. It's about sort of like a day-ish to the Night Eye. So you begin heading west through various valleys and hills, traveling across dales. Eventually, sometimes you go uphill and the land becomes drier, and then you kind of head deeper into the valleys and the water level rises, and then you're constantly doing this sloping kind of path.
Skaldi kind of good at navigating, and Araya.
Araya is mainly leading the way through it, but Skaldi, you're mainly following a road, so it's not like you're traveling through dense wilderness here. You don't see any other travelers. You hear the occasional cries of these great birds up above the clouds, but you don't see them. You just hear these kind of like these echoing calls. You're probably pretty sure they're thunder eagles, which are these huge eagles that have kind of evolved with the Valley of Storms.
Would I know those as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they den in the storm wall. So thunder eagles and storm griffins in particular.
Cousins.
Sort of.
Kissing cousins?
As you... So you left about 7 o'clock.
Are we past... Okay.
You left about 7 o'clock. 8 hours of travel would take you to 10.
Oh, no.
I mean, Wally's mathing. What?
You never heard that expression before?
No.
Yeah. It's a legit expression.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
Google it.
I don't think I want to.
Just don't image search it. Oh, no.
My question to you is, how long do you press on for? Do you camp when it gets to late evening? Like, you know, a few hours out of town? Are you just going to camp out in the wild?
I feel like...
On the side of the road?
I don't suppose we could, like, reset our timer. Because at the moment we're, like, long rest from 10:30 to 6.
Yeah, you could basically go, like... Well, you've been awake pretty much, like... You can take 2 long rests in a day, I'm going to say. Because your first long rest wasn't sleeping. Mm. It was just doing nothing. So what I would say is you could get to, like, 11 o'clock and say, right, we're going to stop for the night, we're going to rest, and then we're going to carry on in the morning.
We make good progress, I think, if we want to rest here.
Yeah.
However, we are vulnerable by stopping. So.
Yes, that's the main difference. So my question to you is, when you stop, how do you make camp? Do you make any preparations? What are you guys doing? You find, like, a small, secluded set of hills to kind of protect you from the wind if the storm picks up in the night. There's, like, maybe a couple of, like, little trees that you can nest under. But what do you do? Do you take any special precautions? Do you do anything in particular to protect yourselves?
Well, I suppose finding, like, a canopy or something like that would be one of the
best you can probably... Well, just make a survival check, I guess. Yeah. Or perception check.
Survival or perception?
Yeah, I'd say for you this would probably be more perception because you're looking around.
Natural one?
Yeah, it's dark, you have one eye, you're tired. You're looking around. The best you can find is, like some hills, like to try and like get on the leeway side of the winds.
I think a ride would probably keep watch.
So you're going to take the first watch? Okay, so you take the first watch. You will need to stagger it, so one other person will need to do watch as well.
In 4 hours, I'll finish my trance and I'll be able to...
Yep. Okay. So Lucius will take the second watch. Any other precautions? Anything else you want to do?
See.
Cool. In that case, Araya and Lucius make perception checks, please.
Can someone help me set up my tent? I just don't know how this works.
Ayla's just like, I will set up your tent.
Thank you.
Just because I do not want you whining.
Hello. Ding dong.
Merrily on high.
Yeah. I got 17.
Unnatural 20.
Okay. What was that?
17.
So 17 and 20. Throughout the night, Araya, you're on the first watch. It's relatively calm on Myrskir. You hear a few cries of animals sniffling around. The wind picks up, but in what little shelter Quill managed to find, it just means that your night is unpleasant.
Okay.
Rude.
You pay close attention to the weather. Well, you're the one that looked for cover.
Sucked
at it.
What shit cover Quill found?
A leaf.
You do not think a storm will come in the next few hours, at least. And you sense no sign of animals or prey, no monsters, no bandits. And it goes relatively smoothly. Okay. Lucius, you take over for the second watch. The night is very quiet and very still. And that leaves your thoughts to dwindle and meander and memories flick to things perhaps Lucius doesn't want to think about. Nightfrost, Sentry, back home, not hearing from your family, not knowing what's going on? Do they even know that you're missing?
I shouldn't have taken a watch on my own.
Are they looking for you? It doesn't seem like they are. Do they, even if they do, you're now on a different continent. How will they know to find you? All of these thoughts begin playing on your mind. But you don't sense any kind of monsters or attacks.
Just an emotional assault? From yourself?
You wake up in the morning, and whilst you are taking food rations for breakfast, mainly kind of dried loops bread, a few little bits of berries and a few cold vegetables, you hear a wagon, you hear this kind of the sound of almost like scraping in the mud and the turn of wagon wheels. And a kind of like half sing-songy, half mumbling voice. And as you kind of like peek out from where you've taken cover, you can see what appears to just be a merchant wagon, but it is being pulled by what I can best describe as lobster-esque, but oversized, like the size of a horse. Two big kind of front hooked claws digging into the mud and pulling forward on these kind of centipede-like legs from underneath this big carapace. Two eye stalks with black beady eyes. The man on the wagon kind of holds reins connected to the giant lobster, and he just pats the carapace like, good clack, keep going, good clack.
I cannot believe what I'm seeing. You're seeing this too, right? I'm not...
Do I know what a clack is?
They're beasts of burden, so they're kind of like bison or,
Don't we eat some of them?
Yeah, food as well.
In the stew?
Yeah.
I don't imagine it was...
But they're a huge...
I've eaten beef.
They're a huge crustacean. It's a beast of burden. They're used to pull wagons because they can... What they do is in a storm, they get inside their shells and then they grip into the ground so the wind doesn't knock them over.
So practical.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's an evolved creature.
I don't know whether to throw up or to... Praise the sight of a wagon. What?
The man delicious. Kind of goes past and he just looks over. He's like, good morning, Travers.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh.
That's a big...
You see like a young boy kind of poke his head up from the back like, ah, papa, look, strange men. Bird men.
Hello.
This one is blue. It's like, yes, they are blue, Yosef.
Where are you heading?
Stanhill.
Oh, you're going that way.
Mm-hmm. Then up to Gardavag.
Okay. Where were you coming from?
From the down south, traveling on the road from the next region over.
Ah.
How was the road?
Be careful.
Safe?
He kind of looks at you when you say that, like, I think me and my boy, we were lucky. Pulled off the road just before it got dark, set up camp out in a cluster of trees nearby. Saw the strangest thing.
What did you see?
A number, it looked well. It looked like a woman, but all white, riding a horse. But the horse was just made from bones. Traveled along the road searching for something. Oh. Spooky stuff.
It's like a specter almost.
It was near that old ruin, the watchtower.
Interesting. Okay, sounds like we're about to...
Scaldi looks over and is like, that lines up with some of the things I've been hearing about the Night Eyes.
You weren't... It didn't attack you or see you? Or...
I think if it had, it might have. It looked like it had a look of murder, carrying a big, long spear with a curved blade at the end. I've never seen anything like it.
There's a big spear in our future. Look out for that one.
But we were hidden. We kept the boy quiet. He was asleep. Kept myself hidden. Didn't seem to spot us.
Well, that's absolutely terrifying. Thank you for that information.
Sorry, I can't help. Do you have anything to trade? Hey. I'm a traveler myself.
We do have coin. We're on an adventure. So anything to help us?
Oh, I've got oils, salt, spices.
What's good against spookies?
Salt. Yes, salt is very good against ghosts, I hear.
Oh, it is.
Can I roll an insight on him? No.
We should buy all of his salt.
13?
I mean, you've heard that salt can be used to hedge out spirits. You read it in a book once. Salt circles.
Scaldi, should we buy all the salt?
Scaldi just shakes her head. We won't need that sort of thing, don't worry.
No, sorry.
But also looking to buy if you have any strange trinkets or jewelry, clothes. I'm sure I probably can't afford anything you crazy adventurers carry, but I have a few little bits of gold here and there to buy something that I can sell in the city.
I'm afraid I've got everything I need and can't really part with anything.
How's the group fund looking, by the way?
315 gold.
Not bad.
Spell Clash program. You can sell that.
That's going in my memory box. I'll keep the Potion of Fire Resistance. I think that's the only thing.
And buy your eye patch, Birdman.
Nope, need it. Thank you. Nothing fair. Under there.
All right.
The hole where my eye was.
Seems to be, he's about to go about his business.
How much to hire your wagon?
I need it. I've got all my goods in the back. I'd have to drag them all the way to Stenhill.
And once you're at Stenhill, then what?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess I'll stay there for a couple of days, see what trading I can do. After that, if you want to hire my wagon, maybe. It'd be a small, good price, though.
Well, we may need your services.
Well, I'll be in Stenhill for a few days, after you're done with your adventures.
Wait, where did you say you were going after Stenhill?
Katvag.
Katvag is the one, the shepherd, right?
Yeah. That's the big city, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, actually, we could use you from Stenhill to Katvag. Extra space on the wagon. It looks roomy enough.
Sure, for the right price.
Well, we can negotiate that.
Sure.
When we get back.
If you get back.
When we get back.
Sure.
What if they die, Papa?
Shh, quiet boy.
Nah, what a little...
Less people to put in your wagon.
Very true. Well, I'll be there.
Well, we look forward to meeting you in Stenhill.
Onward, Skirp.
Skirp the clank.
Skirp the clank.
Goodbye, Skirp.
Safe travels.
Farewell, adventurers.
You gotta get used to that accent.
Imagine one of those with butter on a plate.
Oh, delicious.
So delicious.
I mean, it was all right, actually, to be fair.
So you carry on traveling? For the rest
I suppose,
of the
yeah.
Okay, great. How about everybody give me a perception check?
Perception.
Natural 20!
Yay!
Damn.
Which means it's 19.
Shift minus one.
Do I have disadvantage?
Yeah.
Okay, 15.
15?
10.
I got a natural 22.
Yeah, you guys did really well. Oh, I need to roll.
Like passive 22.
How does that work, like, if you roll a nat 20 but you got minus one?
You get a 19. Fun.
There's no such thing as crits on, like, skill checks and stuff. Yeah. It's only on attack rolls.
The nat 19.
It's just the best roll you can get. And that's why it's so good.
Traveling along the road, again, you get the sense that there are very... In fact, you see no other travelers throughout the day. But as you're traveling through the day and approaching the ruin, you begin, I think, Novi, you're the one who sees it most clearly... is in the distance, still several hours away, you begin to see the tip of some sort of ruined tower, just nestled behind several hills. But also, you almost... It's kind of confusing for a second. You think you see, like the pommel of a huge sword kind of sticking up out of the keep, but it's so far away, you're not sure if that's what it was, and then it dips behind more tall valleys. That's the wrong dice. Let's see what random encounter you get for the day.
Oh! Yay.
A herd of clicks.
So, as you're traveling, Araya and Nova, you hear the creatures first. It's basically an open section of road, curved, valleyed hills up on the side. Water level is still quite deep, so it's kind of around your ankles. Not enough to slow your movement in any way. It's not that deep. But the valley drainage has kind of created like a very kind of like trudgy mud. And the clouds are very thick overhead. You can hear the faint, gentle whistling of the wind, smell the kind of fresh water and the stagnant, you know, mud around you. And you hear a cry of some sort of flying creature up above. Oof. And then the rushing of wind and flapping of wings as it dive bombs down. You both snap your eyes up And you see, you get this because they're tucked at one of your favorite enemy. You got this because of the roll. Ayla also technically sees them coming. You see a pair of storm griffins. So heads of like eagles, leonine bodies with these big feathery wings, basically dive bombing down towards this group of fresh meat that they can see before them coming dive bombing down. So Ayla, Araya, Nova, you got a 10, didn't you? You got 15, but you've got disadvantage.
Yeah.
Because the L.
Does my passive not help with that?
Not with this, no.
Okay.
Because, actually, for the hearing, because it doesn't affect your hearing, your eye. So, yes, I would say for this as well. So, at this point, it's just poor Lucius and Scaldi, who don't basically notice these things dive bombing down. So, what do you guys want to do? You've got enough time to quickly do something.
At this point, I am grossed out by one of these plants that's recoiling.
Mm-hmm.
The earth, I can't believe the plants.
Every time you go to touch it, it like...
So gross.
Yep. And then you're like... Ah! And you're like, huh?
Everybody, look.
So they're diving onto
onto
us.
You, Literally, it looks like they've literally pierced through the cloud level and they're now coming in to sweep down onto both onto you guys.
Being an Arakocra from the Stormwall, where they nest, would they actively, like, attack Arakocra?
Yes, and if they're hungry enough.
As a result, would I know enough about them?
I think, like, Quill looking up, like, this is your whole turn of, like, analysis of, like, thinking about it. Because you're trying to think in this sudden moment of action. It looks to be a mated pair. One looks like a male, one looks like a female. And they're clearly hunting for food. They must be hungry. That's why they're attacking a group of travellers on the road, which is very uncommon. They wouldn't normally do this.
Right.
So you get two impressions. Either they are starving hungry themselves, or they've just had a bunch of eggs, and they've got young to feed. So they need extra meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're attacking.
Right.
What else is it? Ryan, anything you want to do?
I would like
You've got
to
see... like an action or so.
Cool. I'm just going to shout, Storm Griffins! Everybody, move back! And just... Try and get people
disperse.
To move. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking up.
Yep. Nova?
These could be baiting.
I think I would just panic.
Uh-huh.
But also just be like,
Lucius!
Touch him and cast invisibility on us both.
Oh.
Oh, you're going to... Because you got the extra spell slot.
I can cast at level 3.
Which is 2 targets.
Which basically means I can turn both of us invisible.
Nice.
Oh.
Okay. Great. So that's your action, is you cast both invisibility on both of you.
It's not going to bite.
Ayla.
Just a plant.
Gets a fucking hammer out. Whacking! okay, so with that, let's roll some initiatives, everybody.
Rock and roll.
Awesome.
Cool.
Ding dong.
I'll roll for Scaldi as well.
Yeah, if you can control Scaldi in battle, please.
Yeah.
Goody. It's okay, I'll just dent the table.
Yeah, fuck it.
Can I ask, by the way?
Yes.
What did her lantern look like in the night?
So, generally, when she travels, she speaks like a little word. She casts light on the cantrip, and it just sends out like a dull
light. So nothing regular? Glow.
Not huge. Like, you get the sense that it's almost like a minor magical focus. Like, she can channel spells through it.
So it kind of looked like the guy that we met in Savona.
Yes.
So is it like...
It's like a holy symbol.
Looks like Kalara's lamp.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she uses, she can channel her spells through it for extra power.
Okay. I was just wondering.
So, let me just roll up some stuff. So that was for Ayla. Jesus Christ.
Where did I get a red pen from?
Invisibility.
Oh, weird.
Storm
magical red pen. Oh!
Okay, Araya.
9, 10, 12.
Quill.
21.
Nova.
10.
Lucius.
13.
Scaldi.
2.
Nice. NPC going well. So, yeah, you watch as these creatures are dive bombing. They're probably about, I'd say, 80 feet up in the air from you now. Like, they're swooping in to attack. And the first person to go is Ayla, who can't really do anything against something that high up. So we'll ready in action. She will, knowing that you two have just vanished... She will move next to Quill and ready an action that if anything comes near Quill, she will
whack.
Nice.
So that's Ayla. Quill.
I'm going to bonus action schwung my barrier ring. So I've got plus 2 AC.
Mm-hmm.
And I will... so do you say male and female?
Yeah.
Do I know which of the two are most aggressive or most dangerous? Or equally...
Equally dangerous. It depends on the scenario. Males tend to be more territorial. The females tend to be hunters.
I'll go for the hunter then.
Yep.
I imagine I can see which one's which.
Yeah, I think Quill and Araya are the only ones that you'd be able to tell which ones are which, the male and the female.
Okay, in that case, I will send out a guiding bolt onto the female of the two. And that is a... 16 to hit.
16? Hits.
Hey!
Yeah, you watch as they're kind of streaking down towards you. It's really easy. You throw the quills up. At this point, we're used for a rough guideline. You were traveling on a road. You probably would have been traveling in at least a semi-clustered group rather than being too strung out. So at this point, I'd say that, like, you've, with a wry shout, none of you have moved yet, but for the time being, you're all clustered kind of together, like within 5 feet of each other, basically.
Okay. So I did 13 Dimagios, and everyone has advantage.
That was to the female, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yep, 13 damage. So the shooting bolts of light just strike into the creature, and you hear this... and it begins streaking down.
Eesh. Okay.
Anything else?
I'll stay behind Ayla.
So you just don't move, you're just going to stay where you are?
Yeah, okay. With the barrier ring
with the group.
Up.
Okay. The griffins come swooping in. One of them is going to charge towards the female is going to charge down towards you and Ayla, sensing that you're the threat now that you've hurt it. The other one, the female, kind of banks off and angles itself to catch, I'd say, probably, let's say three of you, because I'm going to use Theater of the Mind rules here, and I'll determine who. And it opens its beak and a bolt of lightning just kind of like launches out of its mouth.
Cool. Forgot about that.
It just kind of screeches.
I didn't know about that.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you all of their abilities. So we've got 1, 2, 3, and then Scaldy. So let's do... Oh, you're invisible. So yeah, it would basically catch... In that case, it would probably line up Araya, Scaldy, and then Quill or Ayla. It will line up three of you. As it's kind of like you're all clustered together in this main group.
Yeah, me and Ayla are right next to each other.
Well, I'll roll between... In fact, Ayla's kind of positioned herself. You've moved behind her, so we'll catch Ayla in it, basically. So Araya, Scaldy, and Ayla are going to make dexterity saving throws. Ayla passes. Can you roll for Scaldy, please?
What's the type?
Dexterity. So just seven. Use her modifier.
Seven. It's cool. 10.
Yeah.
Cool.
What'd you get?
22.
22 for Araya, 15 plus 4 for Ayla, which is a pass. What did Scaldy get? Just a 10?
Seven.
So she's going to take full damage. 1, 2.
How many dice is this? I heard him say 1, 2, 3.
So that's going to be 20 points of lightning damage.
Oh boy.
Raya and Ayla, you take 10 each.
Oh, cool.
Thanks.
As this kind of lightning scorches along the ground, jolts through your body, sending this kind of, you know, burning pain searing through. The other one lands next to Quill, but before he makes his attacks, Ayla is going to whack it twice.
Oh, twice.
Yeah, she gets a hold action, don't she?
Yes, she does. But it's the male, not the female, so she doesn't have advantage. That is a 19 plus 7, so her first one hits.
Boom.
Her second one is a 4 plus 7, which doesn't hit. But
the noise of a swinging hammer.
She's two-handing a hammer, so it's a d10.
That's a whip.
I need to remind Katie that when she wields a hammer in two hands, it's actually a d10, not a d8.
Wait, has she been doing the wrong damage the entire time?
I think so. 12.
Oh.
She's not raging yet.
Okay.
So she whacks it once, clubs it in the neck, kind of like snaps it to the side, but not before its beak and claws come raining down on Quill.
Quillick.
Give it all you got.
Blah. That's a natural 20. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, that's what it's got. That hits.
25. It's not too bad damage with its beak, actually.
It's broken my barrier ring.
5, 10... 13 points of piercing damage. Ooh. His beak bites, tries to grab you and bite you.
Fuck.
And then its front talons clawing down for 22.
Yeah.
And these claws do rake you quite badly, although that's not too bad. 5. That's another 8. So 8 slashing damage.
Right, okay.
So it's like bite and then slash, slash.
Fuck.
Okay.
After the griffins, Lucius.
Nova, where'd you go? Where did I go?
We're invisible.
I'm gonna try and scurry up.
Yeah,
to get some sloped hills.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can do that.
And then turn around and I guess it's been.
You can see one like kind of like flapping its wings, hovering over Quill and Ayla. Quill just Ayla whacks it, but then you can see it bite into Quill and like tear through his clothing and you know catch his face. You see blood drawn. The other one blasts lightning across everyone else.
Christ. I'm going to cast Lucius's Luscious Light.
Okay. So this is our renamed Hunger of Hadar or whatever. Because Hunger of Hadar didn't really suit Lucius.
Yeah, so
reworded it to be a spell of Lucius's own creation.
Mm. So instead of a gateway of darkness, it's a big ball of beautiful light.
Yeah, just all swirling colours of light.
Yeah, it's a 20-foot radius sphere of beautifulness.
Yeah.
But it's also bitter cold. So it sends us on a point. So I'm going to try and aim for the two in the air.
So you're going to catch it in the air, basically. Yeah. Create like a sphere in the air, like an anime.
It's a cacophony of
explosion going
noises.
I think there's only one in the air.
No, they're both kind of like hovering.
Oh, I see.
In the air.
I thought the other kind one of landed. Like, okay.
Light lanchy.
So
with a 20-foot radius, you can catch both of these creatures. Yeah.
And everyone in the world.
Any creature that starts its turn is 2d6 cold damage.
Okay.
And any creature that ends its turn must succeed on a dex saving throw or take 2d6 acid damage as well.
So it's like your two of your colours
it's
basically.
It's my two colours swirling together in like a marble.
And are they blinded in there? Because it counts as dark.
They are also blinded.
Okay. So yeah, you can hear this kind of screeching as these creatures are in there. So remember that on your turn to do those damages. Araya, so you watch as this sphere of blue and orange colour like blending together
it's like
milky
oil.
Oh, that's cool.
Just
that's mine.
But you can.
Yeah.
I would say that you can't see inside it because it normally conjures like a sphere of darkness. But you know that the griffins are in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But you can't see them.
Not even the one with the glow.
Crikey.
So the guiding bolt glow.
So technically, with that. You can try and attack them, but you'd normally have disadvantage because you're blinded looking into this thing and they're blinded, they can't see out.
Awesome.
But the one that Quill hit has advantage against it.
So I neutralize it.
So it's kind of like you can see this faint outline, so it just becomes a normal roll.
Like Blood Hunter from Apex.
Yeah, kind of. It's just you can see this like faint outline.
Cool.
It's still hard to gauge exactly where it is, but you could easily strike it.
Because I don't want us to get completely screwed over before we get to this cave thing. I want us to be there in a good condition.
Okay.
So I would like to take opportunity of the situation and create my fog cloud and then we can all skedaddle on out of this.
Okay, so you just want to try and escape. Okay, yeah. So you're gonna summon the fog cloud where? Are you gonna put it where you currently are?
Just put it where we all are. Try and get a radius.
Okay.
Try and get it to cover us where we are.
Is it 20-foot radius?
20-foot radius.
Yeah, it's easily enough to cover where you are.
Just
so you have this orb in the air, and then from Araya, like you begin muttering these ancient orc words, like maybe an old sea shanty, and just rolling in from the hills. The moisture begins to coalesce into a thick fog that just rises up on the ground and fills the bottom of this little natural valley. Yeah. And this thick, dense fog, and you can barely see through it, like maybe 5 feet ahead of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Do you call out or anything, or are you going to try and move?
Yeah, I'll be like, okay, guys, try and follow me. We'll try and carry on now the griffins are distracted. Let's carry on.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Wait, I'm visible.
So you're going to try and move out?
Yeah, I'm going to try and move out.
Okay. They will technically still get opportunity
attacks. That's fine.
But they're at disadvantage. And you also count as obscured, so you have cover.
And
so you have plus, I think, 5 AC while you're in heavily obscured cover.
Nice.
And they have disadvantage to try and hit you.
So does that stack onto my already plus 2?
Yeah.
Oof, jeez.
So that would normally be, with disadvantage, that would normally be a 17 to hit, but increase your AC by 2.
Yeah, that doesn't hit.
Doesn't hit?
I got 20.
So you kind of like roll to the side and make your way through the cloud and you can hear like this screeching. So that was the male that took the opportunity attack.
Cool.
As Araya moves away. Cool. Nova.
So paint me a scene. We've got us on the ground.
So you're in a short valley, hills on either side, long muddy road. You are surrounded by a 20-foot cloud of fog. In the air, there is a 20-foot orb of blue and orange.
Over the top of us.
Over the top of you, and the griffins are somewhere in there. You can't see them. you now can't see anybody else. Like, you can only see people that are next to you. So at the moment, you can see Ayla, Quill, and Scaldi. You don't know where Araya is. You hear her voice calling from a distance.
Like,
yeah.
And would you say, like...
And you're invisible.
Run away.
Yeah, like, everybody just, like, try and follow my voice, try and...
Okay, I would probably follow her lead.
Okay.
And try and follow her voice and...
Seeing as you're invisible and they only get one reaction, I don't think this one would try and attack you. Because it doesn't... It was like, it doesn't know where you are. Yeah. So you just start making your way off as well.
Okay. Yeah, so 30 foot.
30 feet? Do you want to do anything else?
Nah, because if I do anything else, it's going to break my invisibility.
Okay. What does Scaldi do, Trot?
She's going to follow Oriah's lead.
Okay, well, I do know where Scaldi is.
Skull count.
So the female will try and attack her. Disadvantage, but she has a plus 5 AC. Disadvantage would make it 15.
That will hit, and she's on 6 HP.
But with the plus 5 AC from being obscured?
No, sorry. Yeah,
so it doesn't hit.
She's got AC of 18 technically now, then.
Yeah, so it misses. So she kind of like ducks down low, like bleeding. No. And she begins like making her way out as well towards it.
I'm very badly hurt.
I'll do the voice, don't worry about that.
I am.
You just run it.
Badly.
That's silly. I'm sort of mad that she doesn't get to whack, but is like, all right, fine. And we'll move with Quill, basically. She'll ready her action, so she moves with Quill. Rather than trying to just abandon you.
I suppose it's my turn after that.
After Quill, it is your go, yep.
I will, I'll follow, and once I get to Scaldi, I'll give her a little heal as well.
Okay.
So that'll just be a, whatever the touch one is.
I forgot to actually do...
Heal wounds. Yes.
Action.
That's fine.
So I heal her for... Wowee, 12.
12. Oh, okay. So Scaldi heals for 12.
18.
Okay. So you've moved out as well.
Thank you, Bert.
It already used its reaction. Okay, the Griffin's turn.
Thank you, Birdie.
At the start of the Griffin's turn.
Lucius.
At the start of the Griffin's turn.
Oh, yes.
Your spell.
If he's still in there, it's 2d6.
They're both in there. They start their turn in there, so.
2d6 cold.
Okay, so roll the 2d6 cold.
Yeah.
3. 4, please.
4 damage to both.
Yeah, and if they end their turn, then it's 2d6 acid.
So,
would you do it to both, or would you do it individually?
That's easier. I'm just going to try and speed it up.
Aww.
So I think for the two griffins, they're suddenly being assailed by this cold. They know that some of you have moved away, but they also don't know where all of you have gone. I'm going to make an intelligence check for both of them.
This snack don't seem too tasty.
Doesn't seem too tasty, but they're trying to figure out, like, can they just, like, fly upwards? Because I think their natural instinct would be like, ah, ground bad, fly up, go in sky safe. and they do that. They basically, like, beat their wings and they fly up out of the orb. And they're now looking around, but you're still, like, this sphere is kind of blocking their vision for the time being. So moved out. Ayla moved with you. Everybody else has moved out of that range. They probably still think you're down in there. So I think at this point, what we'll probably say is, are you guys just going to make a run for it? Are you going to try and hide? What do you guys want to do? We'll jump out of initiative and then use the skill checks now.
I think we're just following the mist, aren't we?
Yeah.
Away.
Can you move the mist with you, or is it a fixed location?
Because
if it's a fixed location, once you get to the edges of it, you're no longer protected.
It's centered on a point within the range, yes. So it'll be centered on a certain point.
So it was where you were standing.
Yeah.
It's centered there. So you have like this 20-foot radius, which is like 40 feet, like, you know, all around.
Either way, yeah.
Yeah.
Like 20 feet on either side.
Trees, like on the top of the valley?
No, there's hills. There's like valleys and hills, but there's no trees. It's just kind of like a long road. Like maybe in the distance, you can see a small clump of trees and things like that together.
It lasts like an hour until unless a strong wind blows it away.
Okay.
Like a storm.
Yeah.
Or a gust.
So what do you guys want to do at this point? Are you guys going to try and make a run for it? Are you just going to try and get to a better position and then coordinate an attack? Are you going to try and hide?
Can I see them?
Yeah, I mean, they're basically, I think on their turn, they fly up and then they kind of go around the orb and are like now on the ground, like in the mist.
But they've got no idea where we are.
It probably won't take them long to figure out that you're not in there though. And these are hunting animals. They'll probably make perception checks. So I'm going to give you guys like a round to basically either try and make a run for it, to try and hide.
I mean, while they're in the mist, that's a good time to leave.
Yeah.
So you're just going to book it?
We just
this way.
Should we go? Let's go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys start running. Start making some perception checks.
Can we still? I don't suppose.
Je suis invisible.
Okay.
Is Nova still in there?
It doesn't take them long.
Okay, good.
You're no longer invisible because you cast a spell, but Nova is invisible. It doesn't take them long to basically figure out that you're no longer in this mist. They fly up and they are now in the air. You guys, with dashing, you're about 120 feet away. They see you and they're going to come after you, but we're going to resolve that after the break.
Oh.
Brilliant. Yep. Okay. So
we're going to take a break and see if these griffins can catch up.
And we'll see you after the break.
See you in a bit.
See you in a bit.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out both D&D Beyond and Displate with the links in the episode description, and head to yogscast.com/yogcon to see us live in Bristol. We'll see you on Thursday for part 2 of this episode, where we continue the fight with the Storm Griffins. We'll see you then.